It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I have a kind of a twirling thing to show you today. Just a little bit of foam rubber with these things painted on it. Make it go around like this. See how it looks? Even when it goes around slowly. Now look what happens when I throw it up like that. Wait a minute till I put my other shoe on. I have an idea for something for you to do at home. This is a big hoop. Now, I thought that if you could pretend that you had a hoop like this on your floor at home, only even bigger than that, a big hoop, then just walk around it. Let me see, which way will I walk? I think I'll walk this way. Just pretend there's a great big hoop on your floor, all right? And then walk around it like this, as I walk around this one. Are you doing it? Whole way around the hoop. Now pretend that the hoop is smaller. Walk around a smaller hoop. Now pretend it's even smaller. And smaller yet. Oh, it makes you dizzy. And then pretend that it's just this big, just that big, right in the middle. Oh, that's tough. Now pretend that you just go like this, right on that middle part, and swing around like that. Well, after you do that, you need to untwirl a bit. Yeah, go the other way around. I like you. We do so many things together. You're my friend. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. I forgot the word. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N, the special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Da-da-da-da. There's somebody at the door. Would you check to see who it is, please? Oh, Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely, hi.
Here's the top that you ordered.
Oh, thank you.
Swirling top. Now,
be glad to have it.
I should set it right here because you have to sign for it already.
All right, does it work?
It works. Twirls around. Mm-hmm. Now, you just sign right there on the dotted line for one top.
One top.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, thank you. Is this, what is this little?
Would you like to try to cut?
All right. There you go. Speedy delivery. Good day.
Do you have to leave already?
Very busy. Once more. There you go. Speedy delivery. Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. That was sort of like a top, you know, what we were doing. I'd like you to see this. This is just the one I hoped he would bring. Would you see it? Look how the colors change and the designs change. Slower and slower. All that reminds me of dancers. I'd just like to see some people dancing today. Thought maybe I'd call Mr. Negri, see if he has any people dancing at his music shop. Would you like to see some people dancing? Hello, Joe? It's Fred Rogers. Yes, would you by any chance have any people dancing at your music shop today? Oh, I see. Just some guitar classes. Betty? All right, we'll try. Thank you very much. All right, bye-bye. He says he thinks that Betty Aberlin has a class at her little theater. I'll check there and see. Hello, is this Betty's little theater? Yes, it's Fred Rogers calling. I'd like to, please. Thank you. Hello, Betty. Was that Nancy Carbonara? Oh, from the nursery school. Well, we were just hoping we could see some dancing. Some makeup sort of dancing. All right, we'd be glad to come. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Betty said that there were some children there from a nursery school where Mrs. Carbonara works. She's a friend of mine. Yeah. So why don't we go and see the children? She says they're making up all kinds of different dances. Will you come with me? All right, to Betty's little theater. We'll see some little children.
Happy? Yeah. feeling so happy when you're up there and you're just going, pum, pum, pum. Mr. Rogers.
Hi.
You came to visit.
Came to be with you.
Oh, will you come over and meet my friends?
I'd be glad to.
Friends? See.
I saw you skipping. Would you show me how you skipped?
Did you see me skip?
Mm-hmm. Would you show me how you did it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Hi, Kimberly. What a lovely girl you are.
Lisa?
Hi, Lisa.
She's sleeping, pretending. And this is Harold.
Hi, Harold.
And that's Kristen. And that's
Kristen.
David.
Sometimes you act shy when you meet new people.
Remember, Henry had a pussycat in her.
I know when I was a young boy, I just sometimes just didn't want to say a word when I'd meet new people.
Sometimes you don't even have to say a word, and another person can tell just how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. I saw that you all were dancing happy when I came in. There are other kinds of feelings, too, beside happy feeling.
What's another kind of feeling? What does this remind you of if I'm just like this? What do you look like when you're sad and you just can't say anything, but you just can...
But happy is back there.
What's sad like? I'm going to pretend I'm sad about it. Isn't that the saddest candy you ever saw? Oh, wow. What do sad hands look like? Or shoulders? Or backs? Thought of another one. See if you can tell me what this sounds like. Mr. Costa, could we have some mad music? Listen to this one. What do you think it is?
Mad!
It is! How do you look when you're mad? Even if you can't say anything. We'll have to push that together again.
No!
Mad. You know what? I'll fix that. I'll fix that, but why don't you all go have some juice and cookies? Will you come back in a little bit?
Mrs. Right? Carbonara's here.
Thanks, Mrs. Carbonara. We'll see you in a little bit. I'll just fix this, Mr. Rogers.
Can I help?
Yeah, there.
Part of your stage.
Yep. Huh? I like it when they come.
There's so many things that they can say and do just by dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So many feelings.
Well, it's nice to have a rest after all that. Could you tell which one that was?
That was angry, wasn't it? Will they be back?
Yes, in about 10 minutes. Oh, while they're gone, do you suppose we could make believe?
Certainly. What would you like to make believe?
Well, the angry dance reminds me of Lady Lane Fairchild. So maybe we could make believe that Lady Lane Fairchild and X the Owl are over at the museum go-round.
Fine. Would you like to make believe that, too? How would you make the museum go-round? Just with your hands.
Like a top, I think.
Mm-hmm. Could you do that, too? Could you do that with your hands? Okay, let's pretend that Lady Elaine Fairchild and X the Owl are at the museum go-round. X might be going around and around.
That's pretty good.
Well, I'm doing my best.
Can't you make it go any faster?
No, I'm just pulling it as hard as I can.
How are you coming?
Oh, no good. All I need is that windmill. I'm just sure it'd be okay if I had that windmill.
But it belongs to Don Quixote, and anyway, it's being used to make the waterfall go.
Oh, well, it seems to me that...
Lady Elaine?
Yes, dear?
Could I stop now? I mean, I am really tired.
Well, I'll go around once more.
I mean, I'm really tired, Lady Elaine.
Oh, well, you might as well stop. It was an idea, that's all.
Oh, boy. I'm going inside to rest.
You'll find a comfortable perch in the archives, X.
Okay, thanks, Lady Elaine.
Okay,
see you, handyman.
Take it easy, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Why is it that everything always works for the king, but nothing ever works for me?
Now, we just have to keep on trying, Lady Elaine.
I'm tired of trying, handyman. Why do I always have to lose? It seems I'm always losing, and somebody else is winning all the time. Why do I always have to fall? It seems I'm always falling, and somebody else is standing all the time. I want to win, 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 win. I want to shout, 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 shout. I want to stand up straight. I want to stomp all about. I want to win. I want to win. Win. Win.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, Lady Elaine.
How are you?
No good.
But, Lady Elaine, I thought I just heard you singing.
Did you hear the words?
Let's see, I heard you say something about you want to win. And you do win often, you know.
Not with windmill power.
What do you mean?
You tell her, Handy.
Well, you know, King Friday's waterfall is hooked up to the windmill over in someplace else.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Well, Lady Elaine thought she could hook up her museum to the windmill, and then her museum could go around and around, and she wouldn't have to push it.
And around and around. It would be wonderful.
Is she pushing it now?
Are you pushing it now, Lady Elaine?
Of course not. I'm just sitting here pouting. King Friday gets everything.
But look, Lady Elaine.
I don't want to hear any excuses. You can't make me feel better with your sweet talk.
Lady Elaine, all I am doing is asking you to turn around and look at your museum.
Why should I look at it? I've seen it many times before, just sitting there still.
But it's not sitting there still right now, Lady Elaine.
Don't tease me, handyman.
I'm not teasing you. Just look and see.
Who's pushing it?
I'm not.
Who's pushing
I'm
it?
I'm not.
Come along now. Who's pushing it?
Not me.
Is that you, X? Are you pushing the
windmill? I'm down here in the archives. I'm sorry. I sat on this switch, and everything started to move. Did I hurt something?
the archives. I forgot that old motor down there.
You didn't.
Come up here, X. You saved the day.
How about this?
Hey.
Hooray! Saved the day.
What do you mean? But it was just a mistake.
But X, you hit on something that Lady Elaine had forgotten.
Oh, well,
I bet there's a lot of things in that museum that nobody knows about.
King Friday isn't the only one with a motor.
You had one inside all the time.
Oh, I like to win, 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 win. I like to shout, 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 shout.
She likes to stand up straight. She likes to stomp all about. She likes to win.
Sometimes you win by remembering just what you have.
You're all invited into the archives to see my motor, which you found. Come along, sweetie. Come along.
The archives. So, X found that old motor in the archives. Mm. You know what the archives are in a museum? A place where they keep maps and very important papers and records and films and things.
Lady Elaine's museum go-round. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a lot like museums.
We ourselves?
Mm-hmm. We have so many things inside us, and sometimes we forget what all we have.
Absolutely. Oh, here come the children.
Hi.
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 I'm afraid I have to go back to my place. Oh. Have a great day, friends.
Thanks, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you.
You and your neighbor are welcome to come to our theater anytime.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
We got live singing.
Wonderful.
From Mr. Holland.
Do you know what, Mr. Costa? Do you suppose you could play something very slow, and then you could surprise us if it got fast?
You dance right along with the music and the children at Betty's Little Theater. Some people dance about their feelings, and some people talk about them, and some people sing about them. Did you ever fall and hurt your hand or knee? Did you ever bite your tongue? Did you ever find the stinger of a bee stuck in your thumb? I did too. It seems the things that you do, I did too. When I was very new, I had lots of hurt and scares and worries when I was growing up like you. And when I was little, sometimes when I would feel very happy, I'd go to the piano and play a happy kind of a feeling. And sometimes when I was very sad, I'd play sad things. I'd play angry things, you know. And I learned more and more about how to play and how to write, and so I've written a lot of songs for you. It's good to be able to say how you feel. You could even try now saying how you feel about me, because I have to leave now. And if you like me, you probably feel sad that I'm leaving. And a little angry, too, that I'd be leaving.
But if I'd say to you that I'll be back, you might start feeling happy again. And that's true. I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to do, and I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here, 'cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you, love you cheerfully, I do too. I'll be thinking about you this weekend. I'll think of you when I'm not here, 'cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you, love you cheerfully, I do too. You've made this a special week for me by just your being you. See you next week. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Thank you.